Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Meow.
Hello and welcome to TagCast Bonusode number 7. All right.
7 it is.
Lucky number 7. You know that intro I just played sounded a little like Iron Maiden, but it wasn't.
It's not? That who is it? It's
Death Angel.
Woo!
The very first Death Angel album, title track from the Ultraviolence. We're going to be touching on metal of 1987. My name's Terry Guile. This is my co-host.
Gatch.
He's Gatch. And we've got a special guest with us today.
You can just call me Gatch.
Sean Quinette, a.k.a. Flames from Crimson Guardian, is with us to discuss metal of 87. His choice. Hi, Flames.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
So these guys were just mere teenagers when they released this album.
Death Angel.
Yes. Still kicking. They just played up in Portland. Our good friend Verla enjoys these guys a lot. I know she went and checked them out a couple times recently. They play at cool little places now, like Dante's and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
So check out the Ultraviolence, 1987, Death Angel.
I'm there.
They're pretty cool. You're checking it out right now in the background. Yeah, they're thrashing it up.
Did you go see them on this tour?
I did not. I didn't go until Act 3 was the album that they were touring on, I think, when I saw them. So they were grown-ups. They were like 20 then. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's not. I guess it's going to be mostly about metal today, metal and hard rock of 1987. What were you doing in 1987, Dustin?
In 1987, let's see, I was. Well, I was 11.
So you're just like finding porn and.
Yeah, I was finding porn.
Wrestling.
And I was listening to a new release. Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses.
At 11?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that was a good album. I mean, that was a turning point to music, I think. You know, I mean, you know, it brought a little bit more of an edge to the mainstream.
Yeah, as far as the hair rock, bands, you know, you had the nicer boys like... Poison.
Yeah.
And Motley Crue was getting
mainstream,
sassy.
Because, I mean, I was 11, so, I mean, you know, Guns N' Roses kind of came out on the radio and in the mainstream where, you know, I would be attuned to it.
Like Poison was singing about Talk Dirty to Me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tongue-in-cheek kind of bubblegum pop metal stuff. And these guys came out singing about Drinking Night Train and, you know,
they were
all scuzz bags that were like... Mm-hmm. It wasn't really an image. I mean, it was, but it was them. It was their life, you know? They lived in alleys and storage
jungle,
units.
Yeah, and they were shooting that heroin.
Oh, yeah.
And
drinking lots of whiskey.
And doing that rather than just putting on the makeup and doing their hair.
Yeah.
Even though Axl had some wild hair back in some of those videos. You remember that video, Flame?
Oh, yes. Very.
The Welcome to the Jungle where he looked poofy hair.
Yeah.
But then he just went with bandana after that for a while.
Yeah, he looked like somebody shoved his finger in the light socket.
and then shoved their finger up his light socket.
Then he had that heroin sway going on with the microphone.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Was that what the fuck?
Yeah, you see Steven Tyler do it and...
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Dude, Stevie Wonder's getting a divorce.
I heard about that.
You know what it was? I heard they didn't see eye to eye.
No. Hi-o! No, but they've been married for 11 years, and they were separated for three, and he finally filed papers because he finally saw that it was time.
Yeah. what was?
See, she was cheating on him the whole time, and he didn't even see it coming.
And Stevie Wonder, what was his most metal song from your memory right now? If you were to pick, like, that's a fucking metal song.
There
from
is
Stevie
no
Wonder.
Such thing.
Yeah. What? What about Superstition?
I just called.
No. What about like Superstition? Say,
no. What about All Day?
I'm not saying it has to be like metal. I'm just saying. You know, you got the Eagles of death metal, right?
Right.
So why can't you have the Stevie Wonder of death metal? What would be a Stevie Wonder death metal song?
It would probably be the song you mentioned.
Superstition?
Yeah. Very superstitious.
All Day Sucker.
Don't talk about your friend like that.
No. That's a really super early song from him.
From Little Stevie?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Hey, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I normally fade the music out, but this is instrumental. It's a 10-minute song, so we're just going to let it roll quietly behind us. But no Stevie Wonder tonight.
No.
That's not on my list.
Nor is it on mine. What do you remember of 1987 Flames? What was an album you were from the 87?
Oh, geez. I think around that time, I don't remember what year it was out, but... I'd have to say Satriani.
Surfing with the Aliens.
No, I don't think that was out yet, but that's close around there.
No, it was 87.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nice, Flames.
Nice.
No list, and he just pulled that right out of his hat.
And I have Super Dave on Becker to thank for that.
Really? He turned you on.
He's the one that turned me on.
Former guest.
Yeah. And future guest. Yes, that's right. But I never, you know... I listened to a little bit of Malmsteen, as Dustin calls him, and like some Eric Johnson and like Jason Becker, Steve Vai, but Paul Gilbert. I can name a lot of them, but I don't know why. I never got into Satriani. Maybe it was too polished and too, like the melodies were so kind of happy and... really reminds, like when I hear Ed DeSheeran play, it reminds me of Satriani.
Yeah.
The melodies and the songs. Not that he's ripping off anything. That's just what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how could it be bad to be compared to Joe Satriani? I mean, one of the best guitar players out there, I'm sure. Yeah. But it was never my cup of tea.
A little bit of Vai in there.
Yeah. And I think by 87, I had kind of started to fall into my downward plunge into death thrash metal stuff to where I didn't really... care about other stuff that was going on, like Guns N' Roses was too
commercialized.
I guess, and my brother really liked them a lot, and I had a hard time liking them. But of course, you hear them enough, and you start liking their songs or whatever. But
that was the only album of theirs that I enjoyed.
Appetite for Destruction, and the one that they released after that was like a prequel, I guess you'd call it. It had some live tracks, and it had like Patience on it and some other stuff.
Yeah,
I think.
Lies.
I kind of like GNR Lies. Yeah, I kind of like that better than any. Like, well, I liked Appetite for Destruction, but then that would have to be my second. And Use Your Illusion. There was a couple. There was a song on there, something about a garden or something with Alice Cooper, which I remember was a cool tune off Use Your Illusion. But I don't know, nothing I ever bought.
Yeah. I bought the Use Your Illusion, you know. I mean, I didn't mind them. But
one and two?
Yeah.
Did you buy them both at the same time?
On the day they came out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, there's some good hits on there, I thought, but then there's some stuff that I thought Axl could have just shut the fuck up on, let us listen to Slash and the music going on.
Right.
Rather than going...
that's the song I was talking about, huh? About the garden.
You know, just came out today, not in 1987, but I mean this last Tuesday was Mondo Sex Head by Rob Zombie.
Wow, still kicking them out.
Oh no, I think it's a remix album.
Aren't they all?
I think so.
He mixed it, and then he remixed it. And then he released
Thunderkiss 65 J Devil number of the Beast remix.
Hey. Well, he does play with the live band.
Dragula Cross 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 Remix.
Fuck Rob Zombie. Sorry. He makes awesome movies.
Yes, he did.
But ever since Los Exorcisto, I've had really no interest in what he's done. I did see him with Monster Magnet, but that was just because Monster Magnet was playing.
Yeah, I prefer him in White Zombie and that
even
first
that
album.
One that came out after that that had that the second
human
hit. Yeah,
more human than human. Well, you could already see where he's going.
I didn't care.
Come
for
on,
that.
Buddy. But what I was mostly listening to, one big album for me in 1987 was Among the Living by Anthrax.
Nice.
I listened to that thing. I probably had to buy two copies because I probably wore that tape out. Mm. We used to just listen to that over and over again. And we were trying to give, we weren't giving him a hard time, but anytime you're talking to Hans, you're giving him a hard time. So we were giving Hans a hard time about that we should do like a lot of Anthrax covers. And I started singing like Joey Belladonna and like singing all I Am the Law and like Metal Thrashing Mad and all these songs. But
speaking of Anthrax, I got a little segment, like a game that features Anthrax.
Okay, let's break away for our first game segue of bonusode.
So this is a game I'm going to pit the two of you together against each other.
In the pit?
Oh, boy.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a band, and then you guys will, one person will go first, and then the other person. And you guys will name off an album by this said band. And then, yeah, whoever fails to come up with one first loses. Bam!
All right, here we go.
Are you guys ready? I'll let Flames go first under Anthrax. Name an Anthrax album. Studio albums only, please.
Among Living, of course.
That's... All right, there we go.
Shit. Now what do I got to do?
Now you got to name a different album by Anthrax.
The Sound of White Noise.
Oh, there it is.
That's a good one.
Flames.
And that was a strategic thing on my part by choosing one that I thought he would rely on.
Ooh. I saw him on that tour.
In
Anthrax.
I don't remember their other albums.
What was the first Anthrax album?
Song. Exactly. Yeah.
What was the first album you bought by Anthrax?
I didn't. I actually got a. I think I got a copy of my first Anthrax from Dave Wombacher.
What was it?
It was just a few songs off of it.
Oh,
isn't his time up yet?
Oh, yeah. Are you giving up or you don't have an answer?
I don't have an answer. I'm not sure. I want to say Indians, but that's a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Do you have any more, Terry?
Incoming!
I'll give you 30 seconds to list as many as you can.
Okay. Fistful of Metal. Armed and Dangerous. State of Euphoria.
Uh-huh.
Persistence of Time.
Uh-huh.
Stomp 442. The new one I don't know the name of. That's all I got, I think.
Alright, that's fine with me.
Wow.
How many is that?
2, 4, 6.
The new one's called Something About Hell.
You forgot Spreading the Disease.
You know Anthrax.
Oh, Spreading the Disease, yeah. Damn.
And you forgot Volume 8, The Threat is Real, and We've Come for You All in Worship Music.
Wow. See, I don't know those because I had lost them at that time.
This one, I'm expecting a little more fight. All right.
All righty.
I'll let Terry go first on this one. Iron Maiden.
You must answer in the form of a question. What is Number of the Beast? Okay.
Flames.
Killer. Killers.
Correct.
That one.
Terry?
Iron Maiden, self-titled.
Correct.
Nice. Seventh Son of a Seventh Son.
Correct.
Damn. Power Slave.
Correct.
Damn.
I'm stealing your answers. That's what I'm
doing. The final frontier.
Correct.
I thought you didn't like Star Trek.
I went to that show, so I was going to say I have to know that one.
Peace of Mind.
Correct.
Mm. Number of the Beast.
It's already been named.
Oh. Okay. Strike then, one. And he just said Peace of Mind, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, then I'd have to say Somewhere in Time.
Correct.
Oh, damn you. So is this studio albums only?
Mm-hmm.
Damn you. I kind of lost them after Seventh Son of the Seventh Son, so I don't know. I think Flames is going to win on this one. Because I would say Made in Japan or both live. Live After Death.
Live After Death.
So, you don't have any more?
No, Flames.
All right, Flames, 30 seconds to name some more.
Oh, geez. I'm just having a brain fart right now. I know there's at least three more.
All right, and the answers are No Prayer for the Dying, Fear of the Dark, X Factor, Virtual 11, Brave New World, Dance of Death, A Matter of Life and Death.
I didn't
know. You guys
know.
Got all the beginning ones and then the last one.
I didn't know that those guys were on the X Factor.
They were. Oh. All right, and this one we're going away from music.
Never go away from music.
And we're going to go back and forth and name characters in Scooby-Doo or the Scooby-Doo show / Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo. I have the name of 9 characters here. I'm looking for first and last names.
Shit.
First and last names?
Well, I mean, I got to make... You guys will know all the first ones, won't you?
I won't know any last
all
names.
Right.
I don't,
all right, we'll go
I
first
don't
names.
Even know the last names.
All right, we'll go first names then.
All right.
Who's going first?
You guys got a rock, paper, scissor for it.
All right. Shit.
Oh, scissors over paper.
That means I win.
All right.
First character, Shaggy. Voiced by Casey.
Correct,
Kasem.
Shaggy Rogers.
What?
Yep, Shaggy Rogers. Yeah, okay.
That's bullshit.
Flames, bonus point for last names.
I'm going to say Thelma.
What was that?
Thelma. Or Thelma.
All right. Velma Dinkley.
Fred Cook.
Good try. Good try. Okay, Fred Jones.
Fred Jones? Uh-huh. Oh, Fred Cook is... Wait, who's Fred Cook? Is that the guy from the Sex right. Pistols?
Scooby-Doo.
All right, Scooby-Doo. Terry?
I just think Velma and Louise, but it's not Louise. It's Daphne.
Ooh, Daphne Blake. All right, we got 4 names left. These are, I will give you a hint, these are all secondary characters introduced in the Scooby-Doo show, or Scooby-Doo and...
Scrappy...
Scrappy-Doo. All right, Terry.
And Scooby's real name is Scoobert.
I don't know. I don't know any other characters.
Do you know any others? There's 3 more, Flames.
Oh, Fred's grandma. I don't know her name.
No, you're going on the wrong direction.
All right.
Scooby-Dum.
Oh, yes.
Scooby-Dee and Yabba-Doo.
Yeah.
Well, that is it.
Hell,
that is what I got
Scooby-Dee
for games.
Scooby-Dum.
Hell on Earth.
I totally forgot about that.
Scooby-Dee and Scooby-Dum.
And then Scoobily-Dee. Scoobily-Dum.
Look out, baby.
Scooby's snack.
All right. Back to the metal.
All right. Thank
back
you all
metal
for playing.
Of 1987.
You can take home the home version.
Yeah.
You guys remember a band called Cacophony?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
It was Jason Becker and...
Is that the guy on Becker?
No, that was a what do you call it? A shredder.
Right?
And then he ended up with some weird disease where he can only move his mouth and he's in a wheelchair and he can't play. So, but, and he can't really talk. And so he's made this way of writing songs with eye movements to his dad. He liked that.
Badass.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, a Cacophony, that album Speed Metal Symphony came out, which was like a shredding massacre. It was awesome. Into the Pandemonium by Celtic Frost came out. That was an awesome
album. That was nice.
Album. Yep.
Abigail by King Diamond.
Abigail! Crazy Nights by Kiss, that came out.
What about some White Snake?
Was that their first album, or were they just going back to...
I don't know, it says White Snake 87.
Didn't quite write, put out an album in 87, too?
I don't believe so.
Halloween did.
Ooh. Iced Earth.
Keeper of the Seven Keys.
I don't think Iced Earth was out yet. Priest put out a live album. And it was...
Sodom.
Had a lot of turbo stuff on it, which was sucky. Hey, Dustin's favorite album came out this year in 87. Def Leppard Hysteria.
Hysteria! Dude, do you think it's wrong that they still play Armageddon after... Or that they wrote Armageddon after the drummer lost his arm, didn't they?
That's what it was about.
Was it?
It was Armageddon. That's like mayhem. It's loss of an arm.
Yeah.
Did you know that's what mayhem really means? Like my buddy from the fair that's like Mr. Encyclopedia, Jim Lodestone Lauderdale. Uh-huh. He said that the original meaning of the word mayhem, it was only used if when the mayhem occurred that you had an arm ripped off.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So like maim.
Maybe. Maybe. So I was thinking that commercial for the insurance where that guy mayhem, he's always hanging around and causing troubles for people. You should, like, rip their arm off or something so it'd be more accurate.
And then beat him with it.
I'm going to take my leg off and beat you with it.
DRI had an album out, didn't they?
Yep. They were just crossing over into punk rock.
Oh, Sabotage.
Wait, back to DRI. Crossover. Oh. That was an important album.
How so?
Like, the album before that was called Dealing With It, and it was super fast punk, like, nonstop. Not that metal, but a little bit metal. And then they went pretty metal. 5-year plan, a big favorite of our neighbor of the podcast, LT.
Uh-huh.
He liked the song Redline by DRI so much, he got that for his license plate.
Nice.
Redline. Because he liked to drive fast in his little 280Z. Hey, Death came out with an album this year as well.
Nice.
Not this year, but the year of 1987.
1980. In the year 1987.
And that was like a groundbreaker, too. That was like one of the first death metal releases. Like, ask anybody. Ask me. I don't know.
Ask me. All right, I am.
What's the question? Could you repeat the question, please? Dio had Dream Evil out. Well, she'd already got Craig Goldie on guitar, which I didn't care too.
What was big hit on that one?
I don't think there was one.
No.
He was failing fast. Now he's dead. Exodus put out Pleasures of the Flesh. That was an awesome album. Yeah. I have that on a LP picture disc.
I think MTV ruined metal music when it was trying to come out on TV.
Yeah, I think so too.
What about Scum?
Napalm Death.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first album. Another groundbreaker, 1987. That's 25 years ago.
About Propane.
Can you believe that all these albums came out 25 years ago?
25 years ago.
And this, nope, this is episode 27. Nope, it's not. This is episode 7. Bonusode 7, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Terrible Certainty came out by Creator. I have that CD. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Were you buying CDs in 1987?
No. Well, no, I had a couple. Remember we talked about that before when we were talking about 86 metal.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the first CDs I got was Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
That was like a year after it came out. I only had a couple. I was still buying tapes. I bought the tape Freely's Comet.
Yeah.
Freely's Comet. I always call him Ace Freely because I always felt freely about calling him that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever put it together with Haley's Comet.
Yeah.
But that's what it is, Freely. Ace Freely.
Did you know Permanent Vacation came out this year.
I hate that album.
It has my favorite Aerosmith song of all time on it.
The one about the river?
No. Hey, boy, don't you lie. The
Shack-a-lacka. Yeah, the track-a-lacka.
The track-a-lacka.
I bet Flames, though, was probably listening to some Alice Cooper in 1987.
Doubt it.
Raise your fist and yell.
No, I didn't really listen to him until 96, after I went and seen him live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With Scorpions. He opened up for the Scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In what about Colorado. Once Bitten, Twice Shy? Were you watching Great White?
Oh, no. I had tickets to go see that.
Oh, really?
In Salem?
Great White, Tesla.
I went to that.
Yeah, I didn't. I had tickets to go see it and didn't get to go because, yeah.
I had a chick on my shoulder the whole time.
Hmm.
On my neck. You know how
Ouch.
People do?
Yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
That was bullshit.
Sounds like it.
Sorry, Trina.
Did you go see Keel that year?
I never have saw Keel. I kind of wish I would have.
He's got the looks at Keel.
He's got the right to rock. Helix put out Wild in the Streets.
Mm-hmm.
That was before they were giving me an R. I ain't giving anybody a fucking R. I remember a cool video by Grim Reaper on their album that came out in 87, Rocky mm-hmm. to Hell.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Was Lance listening to Lizzie Borden then?
Oh, you know it. And Law's Rocket.
Terror Rising.
Fuck yeah, and Loudness.
Man of War. Were you listening to that, Flames?
I've listened to him a couple of times.
Fighting the World.
Yeah, I was more like into, when I got into metal, I kind of stuck with just the mainstream main metal bands.
Metallica.
Iron Maiden. Metallica.
This is the Garage Days album.
Dude, me and my friend Bobby Jordan went and drove down to the record garden the day that came out and bought the tape.
Nice.
I had my 1966 Ford pickup with my cassette player in the glove box.
Was it? Yeah.
We popped it in, and I was blown away because I had no idea what to think because you didn't have the internet back then. You didn't mm-hmm. really have reviews. It wasn't out, so no one really heard it. And it starts off with that, the Helpless, with the fast. Mm-hmm. Like fucking fast drum beat. And I was just blown away. And then the slow grunginess of the Small Hours. And see, and it was all covers, but I'd never heard any of those songs. Had you guys heard any of those songs?
Uh-uh. Mm. Not until then.
Yeah, and then I went back and revisited the bands at, like, Crash Course in Brain Surgery by Budgie and Danzig, Green Hell, or, I mean, not Danzig, but the Misfits.
Was this at the same time that you bought Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue also out that year?
No, I bought that. I did buy that a few years later because of the BMG or Columbia House CD Club.
You'd finally gotten to that point.
I have an autographed copy LP of...
Girls, Girls, Girls?
No, of the Garage Days.
Really?
Except everybody but Jason Newkid.
How did you get that?
And my mom picked it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you had them sign it for you.
No, it's got three signatures on each of the...
Did you guys buy the Ozzy album that came out this year? Tribute.
No, I did not.
You didn't buy Tribute?
No, I'm...
Not this year.
I like his early stuff.
No, we're talking this year is 87.
Oh.
Did Tribute. You? Randy Rhoads Tribute, right?
Yeah, it was live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was an awesome album.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
I keep saying this year, too. And then
what about Rush, Hold Your Fire? Were you digging on that?
I don't remember
really knowing that album.
I'd kind of lost Rush at that time. You don't remember that album?
I was into Rush, but I was like into 2112.
Hold Your Fire.
Remember of Time Stand Still?
Yeah, Time Stand Still, Second Nature, Prime Mover,
Dumb.
Mission.
They'd lost
Tyshawn.
Me. I like their new stuff better than I'd like that. Motorhead had an album, but I wasn't really into Motorhead at that time.
Love Is for Suckers. How about some Love Is for Suckers?
Who was that?
Twisted System, my man.
Oh.
Wasn't that the pop-out LP with the big old lollipop?
I don't even know that
album.
I'm
sure. I've never heard of it.
Here's a cool one. Suicidal Tendencies, Join the Army, produced by Lester Claypool, 1987.
Yeah.
Pre-Primus.
He also produced Yngwie Malmsteen's Rising Force album.
Yeah, with that one guy, Jeff Scott Soto on vocals, yes. Oh, and Wait.
White Lion.
That album came out. And that's funny because their name's called White Lion, and their album was called Pride, which is like lions. Yeah. But I didn't even put that together.
What about, have you ever heard of Zodiac Mind Warp?
No.
They were probably standing in front of the mirror when they came up with that. Hey, we look like lions with our hair.
We're so proud of our manes.
In 1987, Twisted Sister and Grim Reaper disbanded.
Udo Dirkschneider also left Accept.
Mm-hmm. And Bon Jovi was at the first Monsters of Rock.
You know who put out their first album this year? I mean, who? 1987. Testament.
Wow.
After changing their name from The Legacy, and then they named their album The Legacy, mm-hmm. with a little 18-year-old Alex Skolnick on guitar, who was just shredding beyond belief, like Tony McAlpine, shredder.
Wow. Nikki Sixx was overdosing, too, in December that year.
On heroin or cocaine? Cocaine.
Heroin. Both.
Yeah. Speedball. Dokken had an album out in 87.
Breaking the Chains?
Nope. Back for the Attack.
And then there's
Breaking the Chains was on Tooth and Nail.
Some Overkill.
Oh. Duh, what am I thinking?
Taking Over.
I never got into Overkill that much. Ron loved Overkill a lot.
What about Accept? What year did they come out with Balls to the Wall?
84.
Wow.
Apparently in 1987, Deicide was newly forming.
Yes, they were. They were called...
As was Danzig.
They were called Amon or Ammon.
Skid Row was also getting together.
Have you listened to Amon?
And so was Entombed.
I've heard a couple songs. I like them, but no, Amon Amarth.
They're pretty heavy.
St. Vitus, Born Too Late.
St. Vitus is a wino.
Yep.
Scott Wino Weinrich, who will be doing a show with Mike Scheidt of Yob up in Portland not too long from now. Don't have the date.
The third album.
St. Vitus?
Born Too Late was the third album by St. Vitus.
Huh.
It was the first one with Wino.
Ah.
Hmm.
I never listened to those back then, but I like some of his other stuff. I've heard like Spirit Caravan, which is a different band that he plays in.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Ew,
what did she say?
Man, I really went there.
Don't go there. Were you guys listening to Armored Saint in 1987?
No. I was listening to The Sound of White Noise, though, by Anthrax in 1987.
No, you weren't.
Oh, wait. No,
1997, maybe.
You guys, I was just starting to get into Loverboy then.
Loverboy?
97.
The Wild Side? Hey, Rowdness had an album.
Rowdness?
Yeah, the Japanese metal. Hurricane Eyes. It's hard to say hurricane. They said, "Hero Portrend, we are Rowdness, and we rock and roll crazy nights." They had rock and roll crazy nights.
Did Anvil have an album out this year?
Yes, they did, but I don't recall it. It was called Strength of Steel. Didn't have that album.
They were in the movie, right?
This is their fourth album. Yeah, but this was way before their movie, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was the band's first release on Metal Blade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two of the songs appeared on Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers.
I don't even know. Have you ever
been camping?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like... That last one sounded like Camp Crystal Lake.
I know, but have you ever been camping?
Yes, I have.
When you go camping, do you pitch a tent?
No, I set one up, though.
I asked that today of somebody, and they said they pitched two tents.
I pitch baseballs.
Hi-oh!
But anytime I do go camping, it's always intense.
That's how the circus fire ended up.
Intense. There was an intense fire. There was a fire, and it was intense.
I'd like to fire my intense. So this was around the era of MTV. So I mean, what do you recall? Any like big metal videos from any of these albums?
I do, but I didn't have MTV at the time, so I'd like to have to go to friends.
Did you want
house.
Your MTV?
I didn't really because I didn't know any better. I knew better.
It was cool when it first came out.
Well, 87 was still, it was only 3 years old.
They were playing just heavier stuff.
Yeah.
They were playing the heavy stuff, and then all of a sudden they started playing this wacky European shit. And
yeah.
And wacky European.
So, tell me about Iced Earth. I want you guys to tell me about Iced Earth.
I don't know about him.
All right, then.
I'm really not familiar
with him. He likes
them,
I know.
No, Dave Jones does.
But you like him a little.
We've done a cover of Iced Earth, Watching Over You. It's kind of a melody song.
What kind of metal are they?
Pretty heavy.
Viking metal? No.
Very heavy. I think their newer stuff is probably just, it's really heavy. I heard some of their newer stuff recently.
All
they
right.
were pretty good.
Is it music, like when you hear it, does it sound like, does it make you feel like the earth is encased in ice? Does it give you chills, like make you feel like woolly mammoths are walking around you?
Whoa.
No.
Is it that kind of theatrical, like, heavy music like that? Where it puts you into an emotional state?
They kind of remind me a little bit in ways of, like, a Monomarth, but I know you haven't heard of Monomarth.
Not very much, no.
It's like any, you know, like, black metal or new wheat, you know, that Norwegian, European metal.
Living Color?
No. No.
No.
Missed the target.
No. 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 Another album, though. Anthrax had 2 albums out. They had I'm the
what?
Man. I'm the Man came out.
I'm the Man.
Which is a crossover to rap. They had a rap tune. You guys remember that one?
Yeah. Is that when they did that song? No, they came out later into that Public Enemy song.
Yeah, that was a few years later. That was like 91. But this one, I kind of dug this because I was getting into the Beastie Boys at the time. Yeah. And it was kind of that style. And I love that little tape.
Was that before Walk This Way?
No, it was after. Aerosmith did it first.
Simpsons did it!
Well, Run DMC, you mean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
but,
Simpsons.
Yeah,
Run DMC.
Run DMC did it!
The cool thing about that I'm the Man single is it had a cover of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
By Anthrax, which was awesome. Loved it.
Anthrax did it! Simpsons did it!
We could have a Simpsons episode one of these times.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I haven't watched that in years.
Me neither, but I heard it's still good.
It's hard to believe it's still on.
I know. You'd think Bart would have grown up by now. Little punk. Punk-ass biatch.
I mean, how long can they stay children?
I know, he's been in the 4th grade for 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they did grow up for that one episode.
Yeah, but that was just a flash forward.
Yeah.
Flash forward. Flash forward. Sing it, Flames.
Man.
Are any of those bands from the Northwest? Any of those bands that we've featured on this 1987 flashback?
Wow. What about it?
Are there any bands from the Northwest on that we've mentioned?
No, I don't believe I was aware of any Northwest bands putting out albums at the time. Not in our general vicinity of the Northwest.
Yeah, I'm just talking of the
like the grunge Seattle type stuff going on?
No, I just meant in the metal albums that we listed, if there's any bands out of the Northwest that were among those that we've listed.
I don't believe so.
Fuck.
We were in a bad situation.
When did Wehrmacht come out?
They came in like 86, but I don't think they had an album in 87, maybe 85, 86.
Yeah.
But they probably wouldn't be included on a list like that. That I got from Wikipedia at the last minute, but I could have been more prepared for my episode had we known what we were doing. But we fly by the seat of our cuff pants legs.
We almost talked about the top 10 seeds.
Cocks.
The top 10, top 10 seeds sold. At,
what? Seed?
Feed and seed.
We're the top 10 seeds sold at a Corvallis feed and seed there.
Yeah, what are they, dude? Do you know? What's the number one top selling seed?
Wheat fescue.
Wheat. Wheat is very important.
I thought he said weed, man.
Oh.
Wheat seeds.
Wheat. Where does corn fall in there?
They're a terrible band.
We don't deal with corn.
How many? Yeah. How many? Corn.
No.
How many grits?
Yeah, does corn sing harmonies in their song?
And they do like cereal grain.
Cereal grain? Are you cereal?
Right.
are you talking about those little barrel looking things in Captain Crunch?
No.
Oh.
It's not Captain
Crunch. I thought
Crunch.
Those were what whole grains are.
It's Cap'n.
What? Well,
fucking dud. Captain.
Cap'n. Hoodless.
Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n.
You know that he has a full name too.
No, now it's,
I'm going to research it. And
now
on,
it's Mac and Chase.
On Wednesday's episode, we're going to call it Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n. I don't know. He's got another name like Yosemite.
Doesn't MOD or something like that do a song, Captain Crunch?
Yes.
Captain Crunch.
Cap'n. Do they say Captain or do they say
Cap'n?
Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch. He's invited you to munch. Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch.
Damn, the roof of my mouth is sore. Oh, no,
you can't. You can't.
He should have said the roof of my mouth is sore. The roof of my mouth is so sore.
Yeah. A lot of people eat breakfast for dinner, but you never hear about anybody eating breakfast for lunch.
Oh, yeah. It's called brunch.
I eat dinner for breakfast sometimes.
What?
Pizza.
How would you do? Oh, okay.
Steak. Just no eggs. I just have some stuffing.
Corned beef hash.
Sometimes I get up at 7 a.m. and cook a turkey. And this,
and well, then it'd be done by dinner.
No, I just have a little turkey.
It's like a little Cornish turkey?
It's a Cornish game turkey. And then they're ready in 3 hours. And then by the time I get up for real at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, the sun's starting to get warm, I don't get up early unless I'm cooking a turkey for breakfast for lunch. Or lunch for dinner. Or dinner for breakfast.
Hey, you can get all three someplace, I know.
Sometimes I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for brunch. Or Leonard. You ever have Leonard?
No, but nobody Leonard. Ever has lunch for dessert.
How about Dupper?
Tupper.
I like
Drimper.
Sinner.
Sumper.
I like lunch.
We're not even talking about 1987 or metal.
Nobody has sunch anymore.
Sunch.
What's that? Sumter?
Supper and lunch.
Sumter. Oh.
Sunch. Sunch fist.
I'm having a sausage fest for lunch.
I was thinking about having the sausage party on Labor Day Sunday, before Labor Day.
It's too much work.
Just roast some weenies all day.
Dude, they didn't do anything to you. There's no reason you should get up there and tell lame jokes about them. I'm going to roast all my dick friends.
You know what's really fun, though, is before you put the hot dog in the fire is you put those little squiggly eyes on there.
Oh, yeah.
The little googly eyes, and then you roast them in the fire while they burn and...
And then just eat the plastic shards off of it.
Yeah.
Hey, got any gum?
Got any gum? Oh, that was a parody song I was thinking of today.
Yeah, I remember I got one line. You emailed me one line. About,
what was it? Do you remember? It was something about chew gum.
Hey, got any gum? No, I don't remember what it was. It was a... I was expecting like a whole song of lines, and it was just one
Well, it was
line.
Kind of a reminder to me.
God, it escapes me now, just like a piña colada in the sun.
Like a piñata?
Like
do they make a piña colada, piñata?
No, they make a piñata colada.
A piñata colada? if you don't have a piñata colada, I don't know what's going on. With a pinata colada. Oh, it's a midnight oil parody. How can we shit while the toilet's burning?
That has nothing to do with gum.
It doesn't.
Hey.
Oh, how can...
Hey.
That doesn't have anything to do with gum.
Hey, you got any gum? That was a parody for midnight oil. All right, well, let's call this a day.
Let's do.
Okay, one, two, three. You're a day.
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 All right. Thanks, Flames, for being here. Thanks, Dustin, for podcasting with me on our over 30th episode, I'm sure.
Yes,
this is like our 32nd episode if you add bonusodes and regular episodes. And you don't even know what you got in store for you coming up in the next few weeks. So
it's a Brian Adams song. What's that Brian Adams song?
Heaven?
No. It's not Cuts Like a Knife, but it's on that album.
Tina Turner? First Oswald? I used to suck penises when I was a kid. Brian Adams had a song called that. He goes, I used to suck penises when I was a kid. I stroked them till my fingers bled. It was the summer I learned 69.
69. Rock on.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Have a good Monday.
Rock on.
And rock on. Metal up your arses.
Meow.
Meow. What was it? Brian Adams song. Brian Adams is a fag! Hey, do you like sports as much as I do?
Run to you, that's what it was.
No, you run say.
Was, I got some gum to chew.
I got some gum to chew.
You got gum to chew? Fuck off. I got gum to chew and people
I got some gum to chew. I got TagCastPodcast.com.